Bob Patrick here for another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the game that is made up in the moment and on the spot. We are going to kick it off with our first game. This is a game called Cutting Room Floor. In this game, John and James are going to act out a scene from a movie that didn't quite make the theatrical cut. The movie that we're talking about is Batman versus Superman. I will leave it up to the two of you to decide who's who based on whoever's going to jump in first and pick a character. Gentlemen, take it away.
So, Batman, how are things?
Things are good, Superman.
It's pretty crazy, us being here in Gotham together at this moment. Why did you call?
I thought you called me. I got a text that said, Batman sucks, love Superman.
No. That's really funny. I got one that says, Superman wears red undies from Batman.
I didn't send that, but I think you do.
Well, they came. They mean a lot in my home planet, all right? The fact is, that does that mean we have, is this what we're going to call a team up?
I guess so, because if you didn't text or I didn't text. Oh no, there's Lex Luthor over there.
Do you think he did it?
He might have. He's kind of a douche.
Dude is a big douche. Lex! He's not.
Oh, and he's teamed up with the Joker, it looks like. So then maybe that's what. Oh.
Those two scamps.
They got a big sign. They're waving at us. It says Martha sucks.
How did they know that name?
I don't know. Why did they know my mom's name?
Hey!
We're going to call it there because we're getting real close to the actual lines of that movie. So.
Do you bleed?
Fade away from that one.
Oh,
our next game is a game for all four of our players. This is called TV channels.
Okay.
I'm going to come up with a type of TV show, and then I'm going to flip through the channels, and all of the channels will portray that TV show in the style of those particular channels that I'm going to assign to our players. James, you're running a late-breaking news story.
Correct.
Jason, you are hosting an Ancient Aliens TV show. Ty, you're hosting a nature documentary. Oh. And John, you are the host of an infomercial. And the TV show that is going to cross all of these boundaries is a cooking competition show. We're going to start with James.
This just in, we are coming straight from the Kitchen Pleasure Dome, and we have big news for you. Chef Tyrone has just taken the lead, and it looks like he has overtaken Chef Yvonne. We are going to go down into the field right now in Kitchen Pleasure Dome to talk to our man in the field, Alton Brown.
Jason.
Ancient alien scientists theorize that Alton, the sun god from Mesopotamia, was actually a very good cook. He had many recipes that they passed down to the humans that they DNA analyzed and cloned to make a slave race to work to only cook the food for the ancient aliens that came to our world millennia ago.
Change, Ty.
The slaves that were brought here and genetically created to cook the food originally worked for the genetic offspring known as Cepheus Borardius. Now, it's been believed that the hierarchy of these drones is that one will stuff whatever they can inside of a can and then seal that can using powerful jaw muscles.
James, John.
But I'll tell you what, Jimmy. This fish isn't stuffed into a can. You could put this fish anywhere. It's so stretchy, and you can do anything you want with it. You could slap it on the table.
Change, Jason.
The ancient aliens may have used fish in a lot of their recipes, but the fish were always brutalized heavily, as we could tell from these ancient inscriptions from Egypt.
Change, James. And
they're saying that fish has been injected with squid ink. Is that right? Now, are we...
Ty.
The squid ink is a defense mechanism. And what these fish do is they latch onto the squid and suck the ink out of them.
James, and John.
When you're sucking the ink out of this thing, how much do you think this costs? $75? James.
Now, why did he spit the ink into his sous chef's face? That is disgusting, but hey, I bet Jason. It tastes...
This ancient process of spitting the inks into the face of their mate can easily be seen in these hieroglyphics.
James,
as part
Ty.
Of the process.
The hieroglyphics were created by the original people who lived here and watched the mating process of the ink-spitting fish beast.
We're going to call that there. Was wondering how many cycles we were going to go through before Ty brought in mating rituals.
Yeah.
Well it's a nature done, thing. Well done. All right. Our next game is also a game for everybody. This is going to be a game called Alternate Movie Lines. So we are going to have our players chime in and raise hands with alternate movie lines. We're going to give it a category. We're going to say alternate movie lines from horror movies. When you're ready to play a tie.
Whatever you do, don't take a nap.
James. John.
Gonna need a bigger, one of those things that floats on the ocean.
Ty.
I'm your situationship now, Nancy.
Jason.
I think the killer might be my sister, Michelle.
John.
Oh, there's so much red stuff on the ceiling.
James?
They're here. Your Sports Illustrated football phone is here.
Jason?
No, we're not going back in the house. We're going that way. We're leaving this shithole.
And Ty.
You moved the junk mail, but you left the utilities active.
Sorry.
Why? There.
Oh, God. Poltergeist.
I so wanted a football phone when I was younger.
We all did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wanted the Garfield one, too, though.
Can't have the Garfield one.
Our next game, once again, a game for all four players. This is Broken AI.
All four?
Jason, you are going to be the AI, but you're the AI in the form of a GPS machine. And James, Ty, and John are lost on a cross-country road trip looking for a gas station. When you're ready, players.
Alexis Tom Tomicus, is there a Dairy Queen we could stop at on the way to the nearest gas station?
No. We need to get gas. This is not about Dairy Queen. We need gas. We are running, it's almost on E.
Oh, yeah, brother. Let me search real quick. Wendy's who's ass? Oh, yeah.
Which one of you changed the voice?
That would be me. I'm sorry. It said Macho Man. It was brand new. So
I had it set to Dalek, but
that would have been worse.
And that's why we're not getting anywhere. Okay. Alex Tom Tomicus, change voice to default.
Oh, yeah. Coming right up, brother.
Okay, Alexis Tomtomicus, directions to a gas station.
Oh, yeah. Coming right up. Gas station.
John.
That's no. I
make just, a U-turn, brother.
Why is it?
We're out of four-way stop.
Where's the bridge? Elizabeth.
No, no.
This is all planes. Alexis, there's no bridges.
Alexis, where is the Wendy's?
Take a cream at the crop.
Guys,
what? We are in Ohio.
There's no deserts in Ohio.
I'm going to take a left at WrestleMania.
Okay, Alexis, hang on. I got an idea.
Please.
Alexis Tomtomicus, where is the Pontiac Silverdome?
Can you get
gas? That's Tampa, Florida, brother. Calculating.
There might be a gas station there. I mean,
recalculating. Oh, yeah.
But they were at Silverdome's in Michigan, but, you know.
Yeah, but Savage wasn't even at WrestleMania 6.
Why is Alexis Tomtomicus only giving us walking directions?
Oh, God. It's because he struts his stuff.
Left, oh, yeah.
We'll call that there. Was the Pontiac Silverdome in Florida?
No.
Michigan.
No, that's what I thought.
You thought it would know?
And it was, no, but Hatton would. Wasn't that WrestleMania 3?
I was going to say it was 3, not 6.
Oh, 6 is in Canada.
WrestleMania straight, yeah, brother.
You're right.
Come on.
Terrible. I know more about that, and I haven't watched wrestling since Ultimo Dragon slipped on his cape.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get letters.
Oh, yeah, we are. That's fine. It's, yeah, I mean, letters are letters. Oh, good viewers and listeners, that sound means this is our final game. Our last game is going to be a game called Performance Review. This is a game for Jason and John. John, you're the employee. Jason, you are the employer. Jason, you're an auctioneer. Gentlemen.
All right, next up on the queue here looks like lot number 364, performance assessment for a John. John, what do we got? Where are we going to start this thing off?
Hey, boss. What's going on?
Can I get an attendance report? And how many days of work did he show up? And was he on time? And did he leave on time? Did he punch out for lunch properly? Did he take too many breaks?
Yes, I did take breaks.
And so we are done with attendance. Now moving on to performance. How do you think he did he follow all the assignments that he got? Did he turn his work in on time? Did he turn in those projects? Did he live up to the company standards? Did he follow all the safety protocols? You there.
I'm sorry. Did you say did he?
And we're going to keep that one rolling on. The bid goes on for section number 2 performance. Let's see, what else do we have here? Safety. Can I get a safety? Did he do everything right? Can he raise the ladder without falling off the ladder? Did he?
I did rate candy.
And I got and candy back in the left. How about a safety vest? Can I get a safety vest? Safety vest. Did he wear his safety vest? PPE. Did he wear his safety goggles? Anybody? Anybody got goggles out there? Anybody got a safety vest? Safety vest. Anybody? Yep. Sir? Did you raise your hand, sir? And he's got a fish. Okay, noted. Bid goes on.
We'll wrap that one up there. John and his fish. Jesus.
It stretches.
Don't we all?
Good listeners, As we've been recording this episode, as usual, we have been running the audio through our Humor Computer 6000.
Uh-oh.
It has been compiling where all of the funniest bits have been, and... Oh, good listeners, our winner this evening, Jason Pollard. Jason.
Now for that.
As the winner of tonight's episode, you get to kick off our closing credits. Please let all of the good listeners know where they can find more Jason Pollard.
That's going to be jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
And James.
At Red Voice on all of the social medias.
Yeah.
And John.
Or at acpnet.net.
Hi.
I want that Swedish fish, but you can also find me on YouTube at High Anxiety and Twitch at High Anxiety Media.
And I've been your host, Rob Patrick. You can find out more about me and all the rest of our cast over at igov.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. It also has all the links for our social media platforms, so please make sure you go and follow us on the socials. And it has our YouTube channel. Go like and subscribe so you get notifications for when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them first. Folks, thanks for watching. We will catch you next time.
Hi, they sell this in like FYE and a bunch of other places, but...